Hiya. It was my, just to link who I am, my husband spoke, Anthony spoke on Tuesday, and then after him, my son William spoke, and we have two other daughters. They unfortunately are unable to be here today, but they sent me and said, go have some fun and enjoy. And I have, because I've been staying with a very beloved friend of mine for the last couple of days, who I met here in Scotland when I was a missionary. These streets, I love these streets because of the experiences that I had on them and how I became acquainted with prayer and the spirit as well. And I love this land, Scotland. My husband wanted me to, I feel like I'm coming with the love of the stake presidency, but I'm not. He wanted to he wanted to say how grateful he was for the cost of everything and everyone that has made this week happen. We've kind of been the beneficiaries of it, and your cost and your labour and your sacrifice has been granted and meted upon us as a family, and we've felt it, and we feel extremely grateful for your presence here in this country. And Leroy, Donnell and Brian, thank you for instigating this whole thing. It's been a really remarkable week for me, and one that I wasn't anticipating. To be honest, the first part of the week felt very chaotic for me, and my mental state was as equally chaotic. And I found myself craving the known and the comfort of order, institutionalized order, and the lukewarmness of it. And I struggled amongst some of the chaos, and I got home and there was a letter waiting for me from another institution that my children attend. And it says, unfortunately, insert child's name, attendance is below 95%. I would therefore like to call you so we can discuss child's name's attendance. Some more details. Then it says, the process will give us the opportunity to work together to see how any issues that are affecting attendance can be resolved. There may well be genuine reasons for your child's low attendance, 95%, within an 8-week period. And we will be able to discuss with you. A target will be set for her to achieve 95% attendance or more over a 20-day target period. This will be from Monday, the 20th of November. I'm a bit ticked off already. Then they send me to a link, and the link has me fill in a form. And the form has some terms and conditions that I have to agree to for the form to be sent, but it doesn't have a disagree box. The terms and conditions are, I understand that a member of staff will make contact to discuss my child's attendance, and that following this, a monitoring period of 20 school days will begin. I understand that within this monitoring period, the school expects an attendance of 95% or greater, equivalent to attending at least 19 of the 20 days in the monitoring period. I understand that if my child does not meet this target, attendance monitoring will be escalated, and this could, in some circumstances, result in an education penalty notice, an EPN. I understand that wherever possible, any appointment should be scheduled out of school hours. And then I have to agree to that to get the appointment to speak to someone from the institution. So at that point, I said, you can keep your institutions and the lukewarm certainty of it, and I will take the chaos and the disorder. And the disordered matter. I was reminded this week as well that the world began in matter disorganised. And so I'm happy to be at that point. I'm happy to be disorganised matter, and I'm happy to have someone, something pound me and mould me and break my heart a bit more, because then it can be weaved and knitted together with those around me. I had to speak to the representative of this institution on Friday. And she, funnily enough, she expressed that as a mother, she understands where I'm coming from. She has her own children, but as a representative of the institution, she has to, she's bound by their regulations and their records of pie charts and statistics and percentages. And anyway, so she expressed this, and I suddenly saw what was happening. And I saw that as when we represent an institution and when we allow our moral conscience to be guided and dictated by the institution, we submit our own wisdom and we submit the voice of wisdom that is supposed to be applied in individual circumstances. I'm the mother of my child. I'm fully responsible for the full welfare of my child. And I understood and understand the circumstances and I acted in wisdom when she didn't go to school. And so it just reminded me of where we submit our agency and how we submit our agency and how it's so entwined in these places that our countries are built on and our education systems are built on and our churches are built in. But we are agents unto ourselves. I did have some notes. I haven't even kept them. Institutions suffocate light and bridle agency and forego wisdom. And when we hand our moral conscience over to an institution, we rob ourselves of that agency and that wisdom. Disorganized matter and chaos is an intention of God for us to navigate and negotiate through. Anthony spoke on Tuesday, and he always says this thing where he says, I told Liz to be careful. And I always want to say my side of that. When he said that, my psychology reacted, and internally I had a little argument of like, don't tell me what to do and don't tell me to be careful and I'll decide what I read and what I follow and in every way what my mind and heart was saying was, indeed, I claim the privilege of worshipping the Almighty God according to the dictates of my own conscience. And if there is anything virtuous, lovely or of good report or praiseworthy, I will seek after those things regardless of any fear that is thrown there. I'm not going to go into this. I was raised on the backdrop of Hillsborough. It's a very British reference, but please feel free to go and have a look at it. It was one of the biggest. It's a disaster that happened in sport. It was one of the biggest, and a load of laws were changed because of it, and 97 people died in a crush. They called it a disaster, but it's an amazing study of human error and then human conspiracy to conceal the truth. And as someone from Liverpool, this played out in front of me my whole life, and the people in Liverpool understood the picture and knew the truth. We knew witnesses that had been there. However, there was a collaboration between media, government, and police to conceal that truth. So the responsibility was deflected onto the victims themselves. And it was a lesson in how easy it is for truth to be changed, for the narrative to be changed and concealed, and how enormous that can become. But it is placed on us to know the truth of all things and to see things as they really are, as they were and as they are and as they will be. Because I believe, as the Articles of Faith say, I believe all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and I believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I think we live in a very unjust world and an unmerciful world, and justice and mercy cannot be met unless truth is known. And if we don't seek the truth of all things, then I think all we're doing is procrastinating the day of our repentance, which in essence is going to arrive at some point, regardless if it's now or later. Christ says, how sore you know not, how exquisite you know not, yea, how hard to bear you know not. And that's, I guess, my statement of seeking this knowledge and this truth. I'm grateful for the guidance that I've been given. I'm grateful for the intervention of God in those times as well. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, sorry.